Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, Mark Philby. Yeah, my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have our friend Melody Cederstrom with us here today. We just got through doing a show together, and we're going to do another show together. And we're going to kind of try to concentrate a little bit on the economy and what's happening in the news in that way. But, Melody, I had shared with my listeners yesterday, by the way, good morning.
Again. Good morning.
Welcome to CSC Talk Radio. I shared with them the short list, and I couldn't remember if I did this on Power Talk or not, but I shared this yesterday with my listeners on CSC Talk Radio. The Time Magazine, I had a short list of who they were going to have for Person of the Year. And it had Colin Kaepernick, the Dreamers, which I don't know how you could have. You know, it's not a person if it's a group of people. Robert Mueller was on it. Jeff Bezos. Kim Jong-un. Thought that was kind of interesting. President of China was on. Patty Jenkins was on, which I don't even know who she is, but she was she's an adamant Hillary Clinton fan. That was the short list. Today, they had announced, or late last evening, I don't know for sure when it was announced, but the winner is, it wasn't even on the short list I had, the silence breakers. The individuals who set off the national reckoning over the prevalence of sexual harassment in the year of 2017 are the Person of the Year. It's a group of women who were the silence breakers. They're the ones who divulged all the nastiness and got it all started, and it's like a snowball going downhill. So I don't know how they come up with who's going to be Person of the Year. I find that a little bit strange. But anyway, I found some of their categories, those that they had on the list, a little strange. Every one of them was anti-Trump. Every one of them on the short list that I had was anti-Trump. So anyway, I just wanted to update my listeners that
except Trump.
Yeah, he was on the list, too. He was not. Yeah, he's not anti-Trump. Not even on his bad day. Anyway.
Well, it was an interesting list, and the choice was interesting. But they've always had, you know, controversial, not always, but lots of times they've had controversial people of the year and so forth. And
Trump was person of the year last year on 2016.
Correct. So, you know, it's not quite sure, it's kind of like when Obama won the, which award did he get?
Peace Award, or what is that called? I think he sang the Coke song, you know. I'd like to. No, never mind. I won't go into that. But anyway.
Anyway, the Nobel Peace Prize. Thank you very much.
Do you have somebody whispering
in
your ear?
You know, the same thing, like, really? And, you know, I think it's the same as this, really? It's all about shock. It's all about, how many Time magazines are they going to sell and so forth. And
you can't blame them for that one. They want to sell them.
Yeah.
And I want to let my listeners know before we get on to everything economy right now, everything in the world of finance and world economies and our economy and gold and silver, I wanted to say the Democrats aren't the only ones who don't like Russia. Russia has been banned from the Olympic 2018 Winter Games because they cheat with the drugs and such. And I won't go into detail, but I just thought that was kind of comical that the Democrats aren't the only ones that are dealing with Russia. Yeah. Anyway.
This is true.
This is very true.
Now, if anybody was going to be on Time of the Year, it should have been Putin, and or it should have just been Russia.
Yeah. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Good grief.
Or it could have been Hillary. She...
Yeah, like we don't have
survived.
Any problems. We don't have any problems in this world, but Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, great.
You know. But...
Well, I have an article here that says that China took the next big step towards dethroning the dollar. Now, I know you keep track of all this. I was looking this morning about what's going on with this, and this one popped up, and it says the weird thing is it could send the gold soaring. And it's it goes on and explains why for decades countries have paid for oil with the petrodollar, which supports the U.S. dollar's value. But China, of course, has been buying oil from Russia with the yuan. So anyway, I know that you know all this because you stay on top of it, and you know, I know some of it because you share it with me. But I know that we've been talking about, you and I and others, but you and I particularly have been talking about China, and, you know, President Trump, when he was campaigning, he was talking about China's been cheating, you know, with trade, and they've been calling the shots, and they have been. And so I just wondered what you thought about, of course, I didn't read that whole article to you, but what you thought about that.
Well, I mean, they've been calling the shots because we have allowed them to call the shots,
yes.
Is the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been going on for a very long time. I can remember.
And not just Obama administration people. We're not just anti-Democrat administrations. It's been going on.
I mean, it really was the Bush administration who really started NAFTA. It was just Clinton who signed it.
Yes.
So, you know, they all played their part in our trade. In our debt, they've all played a part. So they all knew what was going on. And, you know, if you believe that most of our presidents have been groomed, they've been chosen to be the presidents. They probably are allowed a little freeway in order so they have some sort of a, you know, legacy as the president. But, they are the puppets and they do the bidding for those that were in control. So, and that's why we are in the position we are today. Why, you know, we're still a great country. We still, because our country is our constitution. That's what makes us great. It isn't and I might be wrong, and I'm sure we'll have callers to say if I'm wrong, but that's what makes us great. Our economy makes us wealthy. It's supposed to give us a good, better standard of living, but they have done everything to reverse that, so we are equal. I mean, we're supposed to be people of all equal, and they can control us better when we're all equal. And so they had to lower our standard of living. They brought up other countries' standard of living to where we're all equal. Now, they're going to have to do the next step, which I believe is they will let the markets crash so that they can usher in the new world financial. I mean, I think the financial system is already there. They just have to make it official.
Mm-hmm. And, what's keeping that from happening?
Pardon?
What do you think is keeping that from happening? Why don't they just do it? Because we're not the only nation that's in trouble with fiat dollars.
I think as long as they can continue to strip the countries of whatever remaining wealth that they have,
natural resources,
they'll continue to do so.
Included, okay.
You know, and they can keep it, you know, because when they let it collapse, there's going to be a tremendous amount of turmoil. So why collapse it too soon? You know, so they're gonna do everything to keep it going as long as possible until the moment arrives. And you know, you can't let a crisis go wasted. So whether it be some other crisis that, you know, creates the collapse, whether they, you know, whether they're the instigators or whatever. But I do believe we've gotten to a point where the system is so overweighted, it is ready to collapse.
Well, and I've got one here, another article where I hear music, but I want to get into that. It's talking about that collapse, and even interviewed a congressman that's been in place for 22 years, which I just find is astronomical. that says, yeah, it's inevitable. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Melody Cedarstrom, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They are a sponsor of the show. Give them a call at 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio with Melody and Beth Ann. Today we have Melody on. I start saying Melody and Beth Ann in the morning is what we say on Power Talks. I get my two shows mixed up because they're back to back and it's kind of comical. The article I have here on the second article is talking about a former, and it doesn't give his name, and I really don't care. He's been in the Congress for 22 years. There's several of them that have been there way too long. But anyway, he said a couple of things. He said the U.S. dollar collapse is inevitable. The IMF has appointed Chinese as world reserve currency, and the fiscal crisis could cause the federal government to target 401ks and IRAs. Well, we know they've been threatening to do that for some time anyway. And it concludes here with the experts are calling for gold to trade as high as $1,450 an ounce in 2017, and it hasn't hit that quite yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. And I'm going to go back. I said this on this program before, and it's, and I keep going back to him because he plays an important part. He played an important part in the world of commodities. And he was a chairman of the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Mm-hmm. And he was interviewed in July. And he said gold, if adjusted for inflation, should be trading around $2,400 today. Mm. He says, and then if you take into what's going on in and around the world, gold should be trading today at $5,000 and $6,000.
Wow.
Now, he didn't say why they weren't, but we all know why they aren't, you know, because you can't have high stock market prices and high gold prices at the same time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, gold is that little canary in the mine. And when those prices start going up, you know, then people begin to think, well, what's going on? And it is used as an indicator. So, and with China, not only are they trying to pull away from the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency, they're also in the process of backing their transactions or selling oil and gold. That, I'm, you know, I have to wait until that actually happens, until I believe it, but there's been rumors that that is going to happen. I don't think any of us really know what China's doing at any particular time.
No,
you can guesstimate
that.
And estimate, but, you know, that you know, they're not going to release information unless it benefits them.
Mm.
But even rumors start somewhere. And so China holds a lot of our debt, and, you know, they have a lot of control over that. So, and it's true. I mean, they, during the Great Recession, when all the systems were beginning to fail, they did come out and make a statement saying that they don't believe there should be a one reserve currency, and that they hope to be working towards something that eliminates that position, which it was the U.S. dollar. So, and I think that's how it's all going to come down. You have all the manipulations of currencies to help their trade, and everybody needs a lower currency to help that. And our dollar, by trading in the basket of currencies, has been stronger of late. And we need a weaker currency, and I think that's what they'll do. I think they'll throw gold into the basket of currencies to stabilize the currencies. But when that happens, they're not going to do it before they need to do it. The only time they're going to do any of this is after it's after the fact, when something is happening, and you know they need to stem the bleeding. And I think that's what they'll do. What they do here in the States, you know, there'll be different tiers of currencies, I believe. We've never been in this place before.
No.
So, you know, all types of scenarios can be discussed and talked about until it actually happens. And that's why I always hope that we'd have a president in office that when it does happen, they would make the proper decisions. And I do think Trump is that person, because I do believe he understands a gold-backed currency, but I also think he understands that you can't continue with the amount of debt that we have with a gold-backed currency. So that's not going to happen until, you know, we default on the debt.
Mm.
And he, even during his campaign, he talked about renegotiating the bonds. Well, good luck. I mean, somebody is going to lose in this picture. And I think the losers are going to be the people of this country, the financial people who have invested in their promises of paper, of returns, of wealth, of grandeurs of retirement. And those that are invested in paper, those are the people that are going to be hurt the worst. And I do believe they'll lose 50, 60, 70% of their money, if not more.
Well, you know, it's we just keep hearing that it's we know that they manipulate it, and I know that other countries are dealing with the same thing we're dealing with. And I think you're right. I think, well, we know that if Hillary would have won the presidency, we'd have just been keep the road. She would not have been the one to rescue or to figure it out when it collapsed, and I think that President Donald Trump would be the better person, is the better person for that. And mm-hmm. I think the American people did. I don't think that we're going to agree with every policy that he comes out with mm-hmm. or every idea that he comes out with or every tweet that he comes out with. But I think in the bigger picture of things, he's the better man to have there.
I think so,
right
too.
Now, for right now.
I think so, too. And I do think it's going to happen on his watch.
And, you know, I think a lot of this is why we're seeing all the disruption, all the distractions, all the hate driven at him from every single direction. I have an article here from he was interviewed on Lou Dobbs, but Ambassador Bolton. And he's claiming that this deep state attack on President Trump is the first attempted coup d'etat in, how do you say that, in other words, overtake of the U.S. In history. If you look at what they're doing, whether it's with the Mueller investigation, whether it's with the those in Congress that are screaming impeachment for this and impeachment for that, and then we see all this other stuff that's coming out, and the fact that so many Republicans just kind of stay silent. It is a coup d'etat, I do believe, of some sort, and I think it all goes back to the reason, like I said, when he was running for president, all goes back to the economy. Because those people up there in D.C., they're getting rich off of this. It's not helping you and me, but they're getting filthy rich off of the things mm-hmm. that they're doing through trade and immigration. I have another article here, and then I just started reading it, and it's from the Daily Signal. The DACA is not what the Democrats say it is. You know, they keep screaming about DACA. They keep saying that we need these people in our nation for the economy. But it claims here that 40% of them, 40% of them let me try and find the exact quote. It says some members of Congress are threatening to block government. They want to shut it down. You know, I'm scared, aren't you? Funding. They want to block government funding unless Congress provides amnesty to the so-called Dreamers. The illegal aliens included in President Barack Obama's Deferred Action of Childhood Arrival program, which President Donald Trump is ending. Well, it says such an effort should be fundamentally flawed. And would encourage even more illegal immigration. But it goes on in here, and I know that it was at the top of this when I was reading it, but it's not there now. That 40% of them are really, they're not productive citizens. 40%. And here they're trying to convince the American people that this is all for our benefit. But it's hurting the economy. It's not helping the economy, but it's helping the D.C. occupiers. And I think that's one of the reasons, not just DACA, but the trade and the immigration and the economy, the things that they're bowing to with lobbyists, including health care bills, they're getting filthy rich on it while the rest of the American people are suffering. And I'm going to find that particular quote in there about the 40% when we're at the break. I apologize that I didn't have it. I don't know where my red pencil was. I usually underline everything. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're talking about our economy. Do you believe it's going to collapse, and are you ready? 877-895-5410 is the number to call to join us in conversation, to start taking personal responsibility in your own finances and see how you can get started with gold and silver or increase your gold and silver portfolio. Give Melody a call at Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring it to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Annis. You know, every story comes back to money. And that's what we're talking about, is the economy and the inevitable, you know, pay the piper, it's going to collapse when you're running on fumes like we are. Well, we're less than fumes, really. But this article, what I was going to say here, and it wasn't at the top, it was at the bottom. I don't know why I didn't have it all highlighted in red like I normally do. But during the Obama administration, he himself gave this rationale when he said that DACA beneficiaries were brought to this country by their parents as infants and face deportation to a country they know nothing about with a language they do not even speak. While this may be true, it says, in a small portion of the DACA population, it certainly is not true of all of the aliens who received administrative amnesty. In fact, illegal aliens were eligible so as long as they came to the U.S. before their 16th birthday and were under the age of 31 of June 15, 2012. However, the Obama administration appeared to routinely waive the education or its equivalent. That requirement, as long as the illegal aliens were enrolled in some kind of program. And it said, and I was wrong, it was 49, only 49% of DACA beneficiaries have a high school education, despite the fact that a majority of them are adults. So how does this affect America? It goes on to say the flow through, how thorough is that home security vetting? Homeland Security vetting. And, of course, we know that a lot of them are members of the MS-13 gang, and how violent and horrific they are with their crimes. I mean, they don't just kill somebody. They torture them. It's horrible. But we've been lied to so long about our economy. We're being lied to that we have to have, you know, that the illegals come in here because they're going to do the jobs that Americans think they're too good to do. And then they bring the ones in legally with the visas because they have skills we don't have. And just a few days ago, Melody was bringing a story, and it's kind of had her riled about the colleges here in the United States and the college students. And then we had an article as well where they were teaching, sensitivity. This was in Canada, but it's coming to a school near you. Sensitivity towards all the different genders, because you know there's more than two. Well, all of this wastes money in our economy, and all of it brings our education down. So, again, not just with certain things with our economy being brought down with trade and that, but our education's being brought down, too. And I just wanted to point that out. I know you got pretty fired up over the college issues that we were talking about on Power Talks a few days ago. But all of it comes down to money.
Definitely. Well, it certainly does, and that's why, you know, you always, if you want to find the truth, you follow the money, and that is where you'll find the truth. And it's, you know, we have had a surge in those MS-13 gangs arrests by the ICE this year, so that's a good thing. But, you know, I was trying to find an article while you were on break. I saw yesterday. I didn't have a chance to pull it up. But it was talking about now that the tax plan, the tax reform is done and so forth, now they're going to start tackling the social programs, which means Social Security, which means, you know, because they always blame the baby boomers for all the problems. Well, why don't we blame the politicians for all those IOUs that they placed in there?
The ones that have been there 22 years.
Yeah, I mean, Clinton placed the most IOUs in. I mean, everybody says, oh, he balanced the budget. Well, yeah, by stealing from the Social Security fund.
I don't know why people don't get that.
I don't know either.
We had a surplus in Social Security until he was president.
So I mean, we still had you know quite a bit of debt and so forth. Even at that, who knows? Maybe at that time we could have paid for it, but to the point where it is now, we can't. We barely making the interest on the payment. So anytime, you know, some of that confidence is eroded, and those interest payments stop. So we're at that point. We're at the point where they did tax reform. Now they're going to have to find ways to pay for it, and they're going to go after the social programs. Now, a lot of people will say, well, that's a good thing. You know, yay, we can, you know, but with that comes problems also. It's just not a pie in the sky. Let's cut these benefits, get these people off the, the government dole and so forth, and everything will be fine. That's not the way it's going to work.
No.
And so there's going to be lots of situations that arise, and that will erode the confidence of the United States of being able to pay its bills, and you'll see a lot of more social unrest than what we've been experiencing so far. And so it will begin to get nasty. So
I think we're seeing a little of the nasty.
We're seeing a little of that.
And it's not pretty, you know, with the rioting and the protests. There were protests there were protests that were peaceful when decision for, I don't know if I really say innocent, but not guilty, for the murder of Kate Steinle.
Mm-hmm.
There were, but the others that were against U.S. citizens and for the illegal aliens, they got violent. What's going to happen when they're all hungry?
Does anybody remember Greece?
Oh, my.
When they started to do their cutbacks? And, you know, does anybody remember their riots, the burning down? And this will be 10 times worse than the pictures that you've seen in Greece.
Yeah.
And so once those social programs begin getting cut, hurts people's livelihoods and so forth, and they get hungry.
Literally
get hungry.
And as we put it, when my children got hungry, these men that I raised, they got a little testy, so we called it hangry. They get hangry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be pretty.
Because no,
they're not
going to
care about anyone else. They don't now. And it's really going to be bad when they're hangry.
I mean, we all support, you know, cutting back the welfare. We all support all this. I get that. And that's, it's just like the drug addict. You know, you begin to withhold his drugs, and he goes through withdrawal. And those withdrawals are not very pretty.
And
I don't
we
know
have
if any,
created that.
Has anybody seen what a person goes through?
Mm.
And it's horrible. Now, on the other side, it's great. But in the meantime, you have those withdrawal pains, and so it won't be pretty.
No.
But this is where we're at, and this is what they have to do. And it's not going to help anything. We still got the debt, but they will have to start defaulting on some of this debt. We have states and cities that, they can't pay their pensions. They don't pay their bills. They're letting various social programs collapse. They're not paying them. And we don't hear about that. They don't report about that. All they want to report about is, you know, what did Donald Trump have for lunch today?
Yeah.
And, you know, was it too rare or something? Who knows? But
he had more scoops of ice cream than everybody else.
Yes.
Were there sprinkles? I want to know if he had sprinkles.
Yes. Or were they chocolate?
Inquiring minds want to know.
You know, so there's a...
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Yeah, right here. We're here. The music just started.
Okay.
We're going into a break. You know, we see a lot of distractions, but we need to look past that. And we're going to talk about a little bit how to do that when we get back, because you need to be prepared. And right now, I have talked before, last time we had Melody on the air, about Christmas. Get some silver for Christmas. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit right here, right now. 1-800-375-4188 to visit with Melody in the office. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website at dgscoins.com. That's simple, dgscoins.com. And we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
Thank you.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend and sponsor, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You know, I think it's silver bells when we're talking about Christmas, and we talk about all the jingle and the jangle, and it's time to put a little gold and silver in your pocket. We need to get that done. You need to take care of your portfolio, and Melody is the one to help you do that. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's in the office, her office, not mine, 1-800-375-4188. Or we'll still take some calls here at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Last time we talked, we did have some ideas for Christmas and some other things. Are those still on the table? I know that things fluctuate in the markets, but...
Yeah, we do have a few of them left of the where you can get the little packet with the little snowman says Merry Christmas, and you can put a 2017 1 ounce American Silver Eagle in there. They are $30. It includes your shipping and everything, and so it is a nice little priced package, little stocking stuffer. It's just great to have that. And for investment purposes, we do have some brilliant uncirculated 90% quarters. The premiums are so low on 90% silver now, you can buy coins that are uncirculated, and they're beautiful, and at the same price that you could purchase the circulated ones just 6 months ago. So premiums have dropped with the lower prices in both gold and silver. So to add up, Because everybody knows, everybody's heard this, everybody understands this, buy low, sell high. And what is the other, what's the one investment in this world that is basically can be classified as low compared with the fundamentals that are underneath it? And that's gold and silver. So now's the time to get it. Even when gold is 3,000 and silver is 100, depending on what's going on, it's still going to be a buy. People shouldn't focus so much on the price, but focus on the fundamentals of why you buy gold and silver and how it protects your purchasing power. Because every day, I don't care what the Federal Reserve says, we can't reach our target inflation of 2%, and they cry about it, and they don't understand what's going on. Well, have people gotten their new health care bills yet? What did your Thanksgiving dinner cost you? What does your prescriptions cost you? What does your gasoline cost you? Has that been going down lately? No, it hasn't. Everything is going up, and those that are cheaper, usually the number of ounces that you receive is less. So they adjust the package weight in order to sell the product at the same price, or usually at the same price. They don't even lower that if they, shorten you of the product. So, again, they hide inflation. They hide it. They cover it up.
Yes.
And so in order to protect your purchasing power, what do you get from the bank? From your CDs. You're losing. Every day you're losing money. The amount stays the same, but the purchasing power, what it buys, is less. And so if you protect it and balance it out with gold and silver, it will preserve your purchasing power. So that's why if you $20 gold piece from 150 years ago will buy you the same thing today. Think about it. I mean, that really is incredible. The $20 gold piece 150 years ago, 100 years ago, will buy you the same thing, a man's business suit. You could have bought it with a $20 gold piece. You can buy that man's business suit for that same $20 gold piece.
I think that's so interesting, and people fail to look at it that way.
Absolutely. And, there's very little financial news being discussed on a lot of programs anymore. Oh, they'll talk about this, they'll talk about that. But since there has been pressure on gold, since the markets are hitting record highs, there aren't very many financial programs like what we have, Financial Survival at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, around anymore. So you don't hear a lot of conversations anymore about why you need to buy gold, though. Many of them focus on the price and the gains, which is important. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more exciting than to talk about fundamentals. But yeah, the same suit of clothes, a man's expensive suit, that coin will buy you the same thing. It really is incredible to see how gold has protected your purchasing power.
That is amazing. It's amazing. 1-800-375-4188. You need to protect your purchasing power. 1-800-375-4188. At that article that I had shared a little bit at the beginning, they talk about getting into your 401ks and your IRAs. They just can't get enough of your money. They just can't get enough because they're running the debt up and up and up and up. So before it collapses, you need to be prepared.
Absolutely. They're just not going to allow that to sit there. Mm. When they're desperate, when government is desperate, they'll offer people a little bit of an annuity. Oh, well, we'll take your money, and we're going to fix Social Security.
Well,
because we're going to take your money that you have now and give you an annuity and give you monthly benefits. We're going to change it around a little bit. There's already been legislation that was written after the Great Recession. They were looking at it then.
The social programs we talked about earlier, about them taking away, the only reason they're there is because they were taking your money in the first place, and they're just kind of schmoozing it over with these social programs. Well, we're going to offer you this if we take tax for that, and we're going to make this all good. We're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Well, that's why those are there in the first place. And some people, and like I said, it's our fault. We have generation after generation that don't know how to exist without welfare, without government supplements help.
I mean, we talk about how NAFTA got passed. Where was the outrage? The only one that was outraged was Ross Perot.
You know? And Derry Brownfield. My old boss was.
Man, there was a few of us, but, you know, it just went
We all knew
unheard.
That sucking sound was coming, particularly in rural America. The farmers that were paying attention, they knew.
Yes.
They knew it wasn't going to be good for them.
Yes. Things were already beginning to, you know, people were already beginning to strain because people did think that, you know, they would have more jobs and so forth. But everything with all those contracts were all written. And Mr. Trump is right. They were all written against us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with fair trade, but I don't think there is such thing as fair trade.
Well, there isn't lately.
No.
Well, we are out of time. Just about. We've only got about a minute left here.
Well, we got some great little packages going up with the lower prices, so folks need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
And it's good time. Christmas. You never know what to give. So give something of great value. Give gold, give silver. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to get those, and I'm going to put them in the stockings for my kids. I hope they're not listening. I'm going to put them in the stockings. I just blew it, didn't I? No secrets
from
Mom.
Yes, you did.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Melody Cederstrom, the discount gold and silver trading. She's a sponsor of the show. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Keep your eyes open, follow the money, and that's the only way to get to the truth, and only the truth will bring America home. Thank you, Melody.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.